you know it, clap your hands. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles with me tonight to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. It's all good. Hallelujah. I was a kid once and I grew up. I think it was last week. But the jury's still out. My wife probably thinks I still haven't grown up. Hallelujah. So I'm a kid at heart. One of the things that I want to start with, let's go ahead and get into our study tonight. In Hebrews 1, verse number 1, it says, God who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, having these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Tonight is the sundry times. We're looking at time. And tonight is sundry times. And in the old language, sundry means various times, okay? In the New English language, he would say the various times in diverse manners he spake, okay? So first, we're going to look at the various times. And we're going to look at first the spirit of man. When God's speaking, he's speaking to the spirit of God, is speaking to the spirit of man. So if you look with me in Job 32, Job 32. Verse number 7. The word of God says, I said, days should speak and multitudes of years should teach wisdom. In other words, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding. This gray hair or lack of hair that I have is supposed to represent wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. One of the things the Lord is saying, in various times, in various ways, in diverse ways, God spoke, and he's speaking to the spirit of man. We know we have body, soul, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Is our bodies made up of that? And God speaks to the spirit of man through his word by the spirit of God. Amen. How many know that a lot of times the spirit of man doesn't want to agree with the spirit of God? How many know there's a battle between the spirit of man and the spirit of God? That the spirit of man wants to do things in his own way and doesn't want to be submissive to the things of God. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're talking about the various times here that he spoke in various ways. He says in 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll start with reading with verse number 9. He says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of the time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So we have the spirit of man, and God is speaking to the spirit of man by the spirit of Christ or the spirit of God. Amen. And Christ and God speaks to us in through the spirit of God, through the spirit of his word. Amen. One of the things the Lord keeps reminding me, and I keep hearing all these things from prophets all over the place, and a lot of the things the prophets are speaking aren't aligning with the word of God. And if it doesn't align with the word of God, it's not from God. God's not changing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Times and seasons change, but God remains the same. So when you hear these things and they don't align with the word of God, you've got to let the Spirit of God speak to the spirit of man through the spirit of his word to affirm. God affirms everything in his word. You know, he tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1, verse number 19. He says, We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of this scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's why the word of God tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given to us by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So he tells us in his word that God's saying first, amen, and sundry times and various times, he spoke to the spirit of man by the spirit of God, by the spirit of his word. Amen. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. John 1, 1 through 5. And verse 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of God, full of grace and truth. So we're looking at this. So God's speaking to the spirit of man by the spirit of God, by the spirit of his word. And he says in diverse ways. Now, if you look at your handout at the bottom of the page, I want to read this because the ones on the website don't have what you have in front of you. God spake to his ancient people at sundry times or various times through successive generations and in diverse manners as he thought proper, sometimes by personal directions, sometimes by dreams, sometimes by visions, sometimes by divine influences on the minds of the prophets. The gospel revelation is excellent above the former, and that it is a revelation which God hath made by his Son, and beholding the power, wisdom, and goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, we behold the power of wisdom, the goodness of the Father. So now the voices, he spoke in various times in diverse manners through diverse voices or different ways. If you look at that word diverse, you could use it. We build the word diversity. like diverse ways or a diversity of ways or different ways that God speaks. So first we're looking at the voices, and he's speaking through the voices. Jesus was commanded and ordered from the Father, and it was prophesied that he would speak to the people by parables. By parables. And Matthew 13. Verse number 33. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. In other words, the leaven didn't look like anything until it began to raise. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. If you look in, I believe it's, the psalmist has it in Psalm 78, I believe it's 78 verse 2, it was prophesied and spoken that Jesus would speak in parables. So he speaks by parables. He still speaks, and he did in his day, he still speaks by prophets. Secondly, by prophets, we find in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. We'll begin to read verse 21 there. The Bible says, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear the prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You're the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Jesus went to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. So we find that the voices are spoke to us in parables. It's spoken to us by the prophets, but it's also spoken in and through us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. So in the various ways that God is speaking, he's speaking in diverse manners through the parables of Jesus, through the prophets, and through you and I, men and women of God that are filled with the Spirit of Christ. Amen. I love that it's his power. It's his anointing. So we find that there's the various times and the different voices. But also, we have the visitation. The visitation. One of the things he was speaking to my heart is, God sent his son to redeem us, okay? To redeem. And I, if you look at the word redeem, it means to pay for. If you redeem something, you pay for it or you cash it in. It's right here. Come here. Come back here. She's all right. I just don't want her to get hurt. Kid trap. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, Galatians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Look at the one next to you and say, you're an heir of God's grace. You know, the Word of God says in verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God have sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then the heir of God to Christ Jesus. And it's kind of funny. You know, I was looking at that. I was just looking at that right now. And for women in the room, God refers to you in the Word as sons of God. And you say, well, I'm not a son, I'm a daughter. But he refers to you as sons. But then it's kind of ironic that when Christ comes, us guys are going to be the bride of Christ. So right now, you women are the sons of God, and one day us guys are going to be the brides of Christ. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Hallelujah. So, yeah, you know, when you read that and you see that and you read that word and it's the sons, you've got to take that as a daughter and you've got to accept it for you. Amen. You've got to receive it as the same way I have to receive one day being a bride. Now, when in the natural, and I look at it as a bride, I'd be one ugly bride. I'm kind of a good-looking guy in my own eyes, but I would be an ugly bride, okay? Can I hear an amen? Can I get an amen? Louder than that? Hallelujah. To redeem us is also to reunite us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse number, begin to read verse number 9 there. The Word of God says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times keeps coming up everywhere, right? He might gather together in one all things in Christ, but which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. So we find that in this visitation, Christ came to redeem us, to reunite us, and also to resurrect. And Hebrews chapter 9. She's all right. She's good. As long as she don't jump in. She's entertaining the house. What are you talking about? and Hebrews 9, verse 27. The Word of God says this. It says, and as it appointed the men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, shall we appear the second time without sin unto salvation? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die, believeth thou this. So what the Lord is saying to us in our text tonight, God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, that he spoke at various times, speaking to the spirit of man by the spirit of God through the spirit of his word, and diverse manners through parables, through prophets, through Holy Ghost power, the visitation, he spake to redeem us, to reunite us, and to resurrect you and I. Amen. So we're looking at sundriest times. God moves in different ways, in different times, in different seasons. And I'm grateful for the season that we're in. I'm grateful for the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for the power of God. I'm grateful that Christ is in us, not just with us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And we overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by a word of our testimony. And what God wants to get in our hearts and minds, amen, that we belong to him. That we're child and children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Father, we're so grateful tonight for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father God, may we take what was spoken, Father God. May we meditate upon it. May we digest it. May we get it in our souls so it will benefit our spirit, Father God. That, Lord, the spirit of God wants to feed the spirit of man, Father God, to turn our spirit to follow you. So, Lord, we thankful, Father God. We give you praise and glory. I'm grateful for every man and woman that's gathered here tonight, Father God. I'm grateful for the ones that are on the website, that are listening on the website tonight, that will tune in and listen to the word. Father God, I speak your blessings upon them, Father God. May your favor shine upon them. May your glory rise in and through them, Father God. And may they have revelation and understanding on who they are in you, that they're more than conquerors through Christ who gives them strength. So, Father God, I thank you and give you praise for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. I will never cease to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.